So tonight we will discuss the Isser and the Geder of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is one of the most important, I guess, or central Isurim that one encounters when it comes to Isser Pesach. And what I want to do with us is try to understand it, analyze it, see if we could glean some insight into what the Torah is trying to instruct us when it comes to these Isurim. So before we do everything, what we need to do is obviously take a look at the Pesukim, the Makoros of such an Isser. So, there are two Pesukim. First one's in, they're all in Parshas Bo, one's Parak Yubet, Pasuk Yates, Shevas Yamim Seor Lo Yumatzei B'vateichem, that's your Ba Yumatzei, Ki Kol Ochel Ma'achemetzes V'nechrasah HaNefesh Ahim Me'edas Yisrael B'gir V'ezrach Haaretz, so that's your Lo Yumatzei. And then a Parak later, Pasuk Zayin, Matzos Yehachel Okay, so two different makoros, two different psukim to tell me about the iser of Bal Yirah of Bal Yimatzeh. And the Torah goes through, and the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Hei Beis actually tries to analyze what is the difference between these two psukim. We see that there are, you know, different contexts, different parts are being mentioned, different factors, and maybe those have a nafkimin halacha l'maisa. So let's read that together. What does that teach me? That from the pasuk of lo yimatzeh, doesn't it sound redundant? If I can't see seor referring to chametz, I can't see it, right? So then I already know I can't see chametz. So then what does lo yimatzeh finding mean? Like what is that coming to add? What is the addition? So because if it says so one comes to tell me is that it's only usher for me to see my own chametz. However, it's mutter for me to see chametz shel acher. What's chametz shel acher? Shel acherim shel gavoa. We'll have to come back to define who's acherim and what's gavoa. Yachal yatmin v'kabel pignonos min anachri. I may think that it's mutter for me to accept gifts, or I could become a shomer on something from anachri. Tamal lomer lo yimatzeh. Therefore, the Torah tells me lo yimatzeh. So first idea is lo yireh lecha chametz, tells me that only myself I can't see my own chametz, but I know from that pasuk that it's mutter for me to see the chametz of somebody else. So therefore, I might have thought it'd be mutter for me to be mekabel, to watch for my friend who is a guy his chametz. So he's saying lo yimatzeh. No, yimatzeh is more expansive. It comes to include that as well. Okay. That part's not so important for us right now. It talks about different levels of relationships with Nachris, whether that's going to make it worse or better. Let's go on. Maybe it's only us or my house, but Boros Vesichin Vimaris Minayin. Let's say I dug it into a pit somewhere else in my field. Tamil Lomar, Bechol Gvulecha, it says, you know, that comes included to everything. In all my Gvulos, in all my borders. Vadayan and Yomer, Babatim over Mishim Bayira. Ubal Yimatze, Ubal Yatin, Ubal Yikabel, Pigdonos, Hanachri, Bigvulin, Chachatia, Roa, Avataroa, Shalachim, Shalavawa. Yet, but going forward, I'm allowed to see other people's chametz. So, Minayin Litain, this Omer, Shalzeh, Bezeh, Vishalzeh, Bezeh. So, this part gets actually a bit complicated. How do I know that whatever applies to one pasuk applies to the other pasuk? Meaning that I want to make them equal. Talmud Lomar, Seor, Seor. It says in both pasukim, Seor. The Gzera Shava, and therefore the Gzera Shava. Nemar, Seor, Bebatim. Seor, Lo Yimati, Bebateichem. So, it says that I can't have Seor in my house. Right, you can't find Sor in your house. But now Mar Sor b'Gvulin, and also Sor when it comes to Gvulin. What does it say? Lo Yira Lecha Sor. I can't see Sor. So Ma Sor Omer b'Batim over Mishim Ba Yira Uba Yimatzei Uba Yatmin Uba Yikam B'Gdonos Min Anachrim Av Sor Omer b'Gvulin over Mishim Ba Yira Uba Yimatzei Uba Yikam B'Gdonos Min Anachrim. So we see that the Sor, there's this Gezerah Shava here, and because of that Gezerah Shava, we assume that's one unified Isser Ba Yira Uba Yimatzei. We'll see how Halach L'Maisa, whether that holds up, but that's what it seems to see from the Gemara. Uma Sor Omer b'gvul and shalchat yaroa v'taroa shalachem shalgavah. Avsor Omer b'gvatim shalchat yaroa v'taroa shalachem shalgavah. So we see at the end of the day, no matter what, we have these two pesukim la bayira b'yimatzei is seemingly one unified iser, and therefore the kulas that apply to both, namely that I could see my chametz and sorry, it's also for Bisi Maicha, but others is Mutter, will also apply to the other psukim, right? That's going to go across the board, and the chumras are going to go across the board as well. We're good so far? If anyone has any questions, obviously, please call out. Okay. So, now we have to analyze exactly what does it mean, other people. So Rashi says something very interesting. What does Rashi say? Lefi shenemar v'lo yirecha l'cha, lo yirecha l'cha. So what does that mean? First, I gotta get rid of this, because we don't need this anymore. Sorry. Okay. So Rashi says, "Midichsiv lach mashmimineh, lecha mashmimineh, shalcha iataroa." Since it says in the pasuk, "Lecha your chametz," so what does it say? Iataroa, you can't see your chametz. Avataroa begvulin shalacherim. You can see in other people's areas, kigon nachri vishel gavoa. What type can you see? Sel anaju, and it belongs to gavoa. Imagdishim lebeda kabayis. If I was makdishit to Bedak Habayis. Everybody got it? So I see Nachri and Bedak Habayis, it'd be mutter for me to see my Chametz. So what does that mean? If I'm walking down the street and I pass some guy who has a coffee shop and he's got, this Gevaldic pastry in there, I see Entenmann's, which you're all, I'm sure, experiencing, enjoy, or Tim Hortons for Tzvi or something like that. Whatever. So if you're going to see that, so that wouldn't be a violation of chametz on Pesach, right? That wouldn't be a violation. Why? Because it belongs to somebody else. In addition, what's on a, if I was walking past the Beis HaMikdash, or somebody was makdish, let's say, chametz to the Beis HaMikdash, and it was in my rishus, if it's chametz betek habayis, so then it would not be, a violation of chametz to Pesach. It wouldn't be a violation of Bayer Abayim Matzei. That's what Rashi says. There are two questions we need to ask ourselves. Number one, when it says shel achirim, what does Rashi answer? Who is achirim? He defines as nachri. What could he have said? I'm leaving it open. Anybody?
Even the Jews? Like another Jew?
Excellent, fantastic, Alicia. He could have said Yisrael Acher, but he doesn't say that. Point number one. When he says Gavoa, he says Kachay Bedek Abayis. What could he have said? We just learned Bava Kama. Some of us got far enough in Bava Kama to know what I'm talking about. What type? There's two types of Kachay. What are they? Kachay Bedek Abayis and Kachay? Yeah. What's the other type of Kachay we have? Sorry. I have a massive mosquito. If I don't get rid of it, my wife's going to kill me. Okay.
1 second.
Sorry. What's the other one? But what else could I have done it? It didn't have to be Chamichel Bedekabayas. Could have been Chamichel Kachay Mizbeach. What's Kachay Mizbeach? When I offer a korban to the Beis HaMikdash.
Flour.
What?
Flour.
Flour, okay. It doesn't not just that, but anything. Korbanos is Kachay Mizbeach. Right? Meaning, if I offer an animal, right? I guess flour to the Mizbeach. Yeah, meaning it would be flour. But the point is that there's two types of kachem. There's kachem which I offer up on the Mizbeach, and there's kachem which I dedicate to the Beis HaMikdash, that they use the funds. So that which they use the funds is called kachem bedek habayis. That which gets offered on the Mizbeach is called kachem Mizbeach. So Rashi doesn't just say kachem, gevoa. It's kachem bedek habayis. So why is he saying such a thing? So, in order for us to understand this, let's go further a little bit, and then we'll see if we can give a yisur for Rashi. The next three sources is just the Hagdamah to the Masechta. The first one is the Mishnah, the beginning of the Masechta. Or la basar bokin is chametz lar in here. Yevchiv abidikas chametz. It's the beginning Mishnah in Maseches Pesachim. It's machlokas between Rashi and Tosos. Why do you have to do bidikas chametz on Pesach? Rashi famously says bokin shalayavur alav b'bayir al b'yamatzei. What does that tell me? That tells me when I do bedikas chametz, that's a key amen, alleviating the problem of bal yira u bal yimatze. When I do the bedika, so then I don't violate bal yira u bal yimatze. Tosos disagrees, because Tosos, as we pointed out, maybe in the previous shirim, Tosos already knows the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says that the chachamim were mechayev everybody to do bedikas chametz, bitl chametz, and once the chachamim obligated people to do bitl chametz, i.e. the nullification of one's chametz, so then then it can't be that bidika is mandated in order to not violate bayira bayimatzeh. You're going to not violate it because you nullified your chametz. You did bittel chametz. So what does Tosfos say? He says, oh, because you might come to eat it. You might come to eat it. Okay, so that's just background information. For Rashi, the reason for doing bidika chametz is so you don't violate this issue that we're talking about bayira bayimatzeh. The Gemara on Daf Dalet Aman Aleph tells us something very interesting, a very fascinating sugya, which for many people becomes halacha lemaisa if they go away for Pesach. Okay, if one rents his house to somebody on the 14th, who is obligated to do the bidikas chametz? Al hamaskir livdok the chamir didehu. Is it on the maskir, the person who's renting the house? He is chayvin bidikas chametz. Because taka it's his chametz. Odelma al hasocher livdok the isura brishus ekai. Because the iser is contained in his own rishus. Like who's going to see the chametz at that juncture? The renter, the socher, not the masker. So who's chayiv in bedikas chametz at this point? So that's what the Gemara has, and the Gemara has a long sugya explaining that basically depends when the keys were given over. If the keys were given over, mesiras matechos kodem arba asar, so then it's on hamaskir livdok. Sorry, on the socher livdok. But if it was on the arbasar, then it's on the socher livdok. Okay, that's a sugya there. It actually connects to Baba Kama about what is proper kinyan eschiras. There's a Rashi there and an idea by the Rav, but we don't have time for that right now. Instead, what I want to talk about is this Kovit Shirim. The Rav Chanan asked the following question, a very simple question. According to Rashi, what is the question of the Gemara Bechlal? What did the Gemara ask? Who's chayv the bedikas chametz? What does bedikas chametz according to Rashi mean? Meaning, who is chayiv to alleviate the problem of bayira bayimatzeh? Now, shouldn't it be obvious according to Rashi who should be chayiv in bayira bayimatzeh? Sorry, who should be chayiv in bedikas chametz? The one who's going to violate bayira bayimatzeh. Who's going to violate bayira bayimatzeh? Well, I'd assume it'd be the maskir, right? The renter, the guy who owns the house. It's his chametz. And we just learned, you know, the daf later, right, and daf da'ay, that shalcha yataroa aval taroa shalachirim shalgavah. You see other people's chametz. So therefore, what is he talking about? So there's a sheet of the gra. The gra holds, when it comes to chametz shal yisrael acher, everybody's chayiv. Everybody's chayiv in the chametz shal yisrael acher. Okay? And he learned it out from Mechilta. And because everybody's chayiv in chametz shal yisrael acher, and therefore if in my house there's another Jew who comes in with his own chametz, a not from Jew, right? And I am violating bayira bayimatzeh by him being in my house with his chametz at that same time. That's what the Mechilta says, that's the Shita of the Gra. Says Rav Chanan, now we can understand the Shita of Rashi, what Rashi is talking about in terms of understanding this Shaila of the Gemara. When the Gemara asks, who's chayv to do bidikas chametz, the question gets off the ground according to Rashi, because Taka, they're both chayv and bidikas chametz, because they both could violate Bal Yura or Bal Yimatzeh equally. Because the maskir, it's his chametz, and the socher, because it's chametz shel Yisrael acher in his rishus. So it's a very good question. Who is obligated to be mekayim, to alleviate the problem of bayira bayimatzeh, that will be mutually beneficial for both? Both of them would, you know, need to get rid of it. Then the question is, who is the chiyav chalan? So that's how Rav Chanan understands that shita, that Rashi must hold like the gra. How do we know that Rashi also holds like the Gra? Let's go back to our initial Rashi. What did Rashi say when it comes shalcha yataroa aval taroa shalachim shal gavoa? If we scroll up for a moment, what does it say? He says that it's referring to what's acher nachri. It's referring to a non-Jew. And Elisha pointed out he could have said Yisrael acher. Why does Rashi not say Yisrael acher? Could be that Itaka holds like the Gra, and if he holds like the Gra, that means that Chametz shel Yisrael acher you're chayav on. And therefore Rashi Dafka chooses Nachri. What's a further ride to this? And this you have to get a little fancy, but there's a Tosfos and a Rav Chaim. I think the Rav Chaim is on this as well. That points out that the difference between Kachi Betek Habayis and Kachi Mizbeach is as follows. Korbanos, which you offer up on the Mizbeach, are still owned by the owner themselves. okay? That when, meaning, and this comes up in Baba Kama, when it comes to the halacha of Tavach Umachar, Dalad Vehei, right? There's a stira in the Gemara Baba Kama. And Tosos points out, he makes a distinction, and Rav Chaim really runs with it. And without getting into the details, the idea is that Chamit Shal Bedek Habayis really belongs to who? It belongs to the owner, it belongs to the Gizbor. It belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It becomes Mamon Gavoa. But when it comes to Chametz, which is Kachim Mizbeach, so all Kachim and Kachim Mizbeach are still called by their owner. The owner's bringing a carbon on the Mizbeach. It was, you know, Meikara Tura Deruvein, Hashta Tura Deruvein. I believe it's the Lashon of the Gemara Baba Kama. And because of that, that's exactly what the Torah is referring to when it comes to the why Rashi Dafka says Kache Betek Abayis and not Kache Mizbeach. Okay, great. Give me 1 second. I apologize. I got it. I don't know if you saw that. Sorry. Okay, Gaval, are we good with the Rashi's part? Any kashas? We're good? Excellent. Okay, let's go further. Great. Now, is this muskum lakol? No, the answer is obviously not. That's why it's a sheet of the Grah. Who explicitly argues with it? There's a Maram Chalava. There are two very important Rishonim on Maseches Pesachim, which are not normally learned when it comes to other Masechtos. One being the Maram Chalava. The other one being David. Excellent, yes. Thank you, Eitan. Rabbeinu David, exactly. So the Maram Chalava and Rabbeinu David both say this, but there's no Rabbeinu David on Bar Ilan 23+. I hope to get 28+. Maybe they have him. So I had to quote the Maram Chalava. So it says that, what does he say? Look at the bottom part. When he's in the sugya of Maskir and Socher, Maskir buys Chavera Bar Barsa, what does he say? V'odinami l'chemtzo shal Yisrael b'rshus Yisrael acher. Says the halacha would be the same when it comes, I apologize, I need to give you the background. The Maram Chalava asked Akasha, like, what's going on with this Maskir Bayis Chavero? And he explained that all of this is a Dinder Rabbanan. Nobody's violating Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh when it comes to Maskir Bayis Chavero. And he quotes the Michalta, and he quotes other things. He says, V'odin namin l'chem shol Yisrael b'rishus Yisrael acher, that there is no Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. That's the last line. So it's clear from the Ram Chalava against the Gra, against Rashi, and against the Shabbat Chanan, that there is no Isser of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh when it comes to Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher. That's included in the exemption of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. When it comes of shalcha yataroa val taroa shalachem shalgavoa, everybody, we good so far? Yes. If I'm moving too fast, you let me know. Okay. Awesome. Abi, you gotta let me know though, right, Abi?
Sorry, I'm doing great.
Kavalik. Okay. Okay. So let's go further. Now, so what I want to analyze, and hopefully we'll come back to this, what is this machlokas between the Maram Chalava and Rashi? What is the machlokas between the shita of the Gra and the other shitas out there? So I think we need to do a little bit more digging. Let's start from the beginning. When does Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh start? So this also is a bit of a debate. The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, this is really the beginning of the Masechta, because the first, like, 2.5 plot, 3.5 plot from after the Mishnah deals with, like, what does Or mean? Does Or mean night or day? And there's, like, a lot of interesting halachas and agadatas. But what people normally do is they learn the first Mishnah and then they jump to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Okay. When I was Rav Wilson, he gave Shirim on Friday on this agadata part. He loved it. That's, like, right up his alley. That was certainly an experience. Okay, so what does he say over here? Let's start from the Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Vashta Kaiman the Kuli Alma or Sayu, once we establish that or is Takanait, Michti, Bain the Rabbi Huda, Bain the Rabbi Meir, Chamitino Osir, Elamish, Shos, the Maila, Vinivdok, Mishis. So the Gemara asks the following question. Everybody agrees that the Isser Chamit on Erev Pesach only starts at Chatzos. the Isra to eat only starts at Chatzos. If the Isra only starts at Chatzos, so then we should always check Chametz. So we should have B'digas Chametz, you know, during the day. Like, you know, the day of Yudalit. On Erev Pesach Mamash. Why are we doing it the night before? That's the kasha of the Gemara. And the Gemara goes on to explain, well, you know, people are found in their house at night. And also that we want you to use it Nor Aner Yafala B'dika. It's better to check with a candle. The candle doesn't really work during the day. That's what the Gemara explains. But in explaining this idea, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz only Aser at 6 hours, the Rashi says something interesting. What is he referring to that's Aser on Erev Pesach? So before we do this, we have to understand there are three Yisurim are associated with Chametz. Achila, which if you eat a Kezayis, you are Chayiv Kares. There is the Iser Hana, which is a Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Glili and other Shittas. We pass that it's Aser B'Hana. And the Isser of Balyura Balyamatzai, okay? The Isser of owning it. So Rashi has a lot to choose from. What does he choose? So let's say, Bein L'Rabbi Meir, Bein L'Rabbi Yehuda, the Chametz is only Isser at 6 hours. What Isser is he referring to? So Dafligu B'Masisin, Barachaka, the Avid Rabbanu D'Raisa. So now he says, Chametz Eino Isser Min HaTorah, B'Balyura U'Ba'Achila, El Mishay Shos. Mishav Rishay Shos, G'dalef L'Kaman, Min Achilek, what do we see from here? Rashi says, what starts at 6 hours in Erev Pesach? Right? In Erev Pesach, when they say you're no longer allowed to eat chametz must be burnt by this time. What starts then? The Isser, not just of Achila on Erev Pesach, which is a drasha from Achilek, also the Isser of Bal Yira u Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, Bal Yimara u Bal Yimatzeh, according to Rashi, starts on Erev Pesach. Good? Great. The Rambam is a bit controversial. It's not so clear what the Rambam holds. I'll explain to you why. If you look down in the Kama Lavin section, like over here, just like if you just jump down for a second, here, I'll just highlight it for you because you can see it. Do you see my highlight? Yeah, you guys see that? Yes? Good. So what does it say there? Shelo yira lecha chametz kol shiva. What does that make it sound like? All 7 days of Pesach. Does Vayirah Bayimate start on Erev Pesach? Like the Isra Achila? Seemingly no. However, you take a look at what the Rambam says in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph, Ches through Tes. If you specifically focus on Halacha Tes, what does it say? V'asru Chachamim Nachol Chametz B'tchila Sheish, B'tchila Shashishis, K'dei Shelo Yagia B'Isra Torah. In order so that what? A person should not enter into an Isra Torah. Now this part's important. Umitchilas shah shishes yechamit aser ba'achila ubahania kol shiva. Once it's past the 6 hour, then the iser of achila and hana starts then shishim idivrei sofrim mishar ayom mishivas l'mayla min haTorah, and the rest of the day comes. That's idivrei sofrim, and afterwards it comes from the Torah. So we see from this Rambam, it makes it sound like it actually taka starts in Erev Pesach. Like once the Isurim the Rabbanan end and the Isra Achila Midaraisa starts, so too the Isur of eating of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh starts then as well. Okay, so we see there's some tension. The Ravid argues on this. If you look in the Ravid above, what does he say? Let's see if we can find it for you. Right here. So he says, "Nihi the aser ba'achila min haTorah miyom arish on tashvi sor omilo tishchad chamit zivchi, aval iser hana like min haTorah umalkus." There is always iser hana or malkus from the Torah. Then, so it could be it's referring just to the iser hana, but maybe also the iser ba'yira ba'yimatzei. Needless to say, it's not so pasha to assume that it's chal on Erev Pesach, and I want to come back and analyze that so well. So point number one, we're analyzing once again what's a machlokas about whether you violate ba'yira ba'yimatzei and chametz shel Yisrael acher. Point number two is when does ba'yira start? Does it start on Pesach proper, or does it start on Erev Pesach when the iser achila of chametz kicks in as well? There's also a discussion, like I said, in terms of how many lavin there are. Without getting too much into the details, the Rambam counts two lavin, as I pointed out to you before. See in his Hagdama, right? In the Hagdama to Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the Koteret, whatever you want to call it. Shelo yira lecha chametz kol shiva. that you can't have chametz all 7 days. Shelo yimatzei chametz kol sheva. Where does it make it sound like there are two isurim in the Torah? Okay? Meaning there are two separate lavim, and that's how they're counted in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Sefer HaMitzvos counts them as, I think it's Reish and Reish Aleph, those are in the Rambam. I forgot to put it on the sheet, but you can take a look yourself. Two separate mitzvos of Baal Yira and Baal Yimatzeh. Now, the difficulty that all the Mepharshim have, and the Rambam himself is Soser himself, at least it seems, because the Mishnah points this out in front of you, is that two things. Number one, how many Malkos do you get? So look at the Rambam Halacha Gimel, right after the Ketzah Mishnah. He says, Eino loka, if a person violates Valyra by Yimatzei, Eino loka, Mishum lo yirev lo yimatzei, Elim kin kana chametz bepesach, O chemso kidei sheyasa. Okay. That the only way that you violate Valyra by Yimatzei is when you purchase chametz itself. At least that you'd be chayiv malchus for. And it sounds like that you'd be chayiv two sets of malchus, which makes sense. If you violate a lav in the Torah, you get malchus. If you violate two lav, you get two malchus. Now, the problem is that, number one, the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says that you only get one set of malchus for Baal Yira Baal Yimatzeh. The other problem with the Ketzah Mishnah points out is that the Rambam in Shoresh Tes of the Sefer HaMitzvos, well, Shoresh Tes is where he counts, where he explains to us, you know, how mitzvos get counted, whether they get part of Taryak or not. The details are not super important right now. But what the Ketzah Mishnah points out is that the Rambam says that if the lavim are identical, when I violate one, then I automatically violate the other, so they shouldn't be counted as two separate lavim. Therefore, all the Rishonim have a difficult time understanding how could it be that the Rambam says that there are two separate lavim of Baal Yira u'Baal Yimatzeh. If they're identical, and the Gemara makes it sound like identical, right? You know, they put the chumras in one and the chumras in the other and the kulas in one and the kulas in the other, right? That they're identical, therefore the Rambam shouldn't count them as two separate mitzvahs. We may or may not come back to that, but that's something certainly to be aware of when it comes to the Isurim. The last part which I want to do with you guys is this really fascinating machlokas within the Rambam, machlokas achronim. So let's take a look together. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, Hilchot Chol Mitzvot, Perek Halachachas, tells us as follows. Tarovis chametz. Okay, the tarovis chametz is chametz, which is a tarovis of chametz and non-chametz stuff. Overin alea mishum baal yira o baal yimatzeh. There's an iser to be over baal yira o baal yimatzeh. Kigon, for example, hamoris v'kuta chabavli v'sheichar amadi she'os and oso v'nakemach. So these are things that you make, which is a combination of things, the kogliyot v'nidrei nechalin, all these other things, avadavashish, but tarovis chametz. The ain't roi la'achila is a mutter l'kayim on Pesach. Things which are not roi la'achila, tarovis chametz, then that's mutter l'kayim on Pesach proper. Now, a couple things that you have to know before you go forward, and then we'll hopefully be able to answer all these things up. Point number one, when is one chayiv karis for achilas chametz on Pesach? Number one is only on Pesach proper. Even though it's true that we know that it's aser to eat chametz mida oraisa from the sixth hour from chatzos on erev Pesach, we learned that from a couple of psukim. One of them being ach chilek, the other one being lo sishchat achametz dam zivchei, which has to do with the carbon Pesach. Whatever makor you learn it out from, point is that it's an iser de oraisa. That's only a lav. You're not chayiv kares for that. It's point number one to keep in mind. You're only chayiv kares for achilas chametz that's on Pesach proper. Point number two to keep in mind is that you're only chayiv baal yira baal yimatzeh is if you have a kezayis of chametz. Less than a kezayis of chametz, you did not violate baal yira baal yimatzeh. Okay? Good? So there's a big machlokas about what is the status of this ta'aroves chametz. Okay? So take a look at the Magen Mishnah. What does the Magen Mishnah say? Ta'aroves chametz over and alea. So Reish Parag Gimel. Ilu Ovrim, Pesach, Kuta Chabavli, Upirish Rashdizal, Eva Ovrin, Alem, Bayra, Baymatze. Okay. Vchem Pirish Gaonimzal. Vikvarnis Bar, Perak Al Sharabinu Posek, She'im Betarovas Chametz, Lav Ba'achilaso. There's only a lav of eating Tarovas Chametz, Elim Kain Achal, Kezayas Chametz, Bigdei Achilas Pras. Meaning that it's only us or Belav to eat such a Chametz if I could consume a kezayis worth of chametz, which would be the iser of kares, right? In the amount of time it would take me to eat a half a loaf of bread, right? The normal time of eating. Ubevadai ledevarav, and therefore, if that's true, what the Rambam said, who, when it comes to the lav, who adin she'eno over alav ella b'taroves she'yish bo kizayis b'chdei achilas pras. Therefore, so to a real halacha must be that I only violate ba'yira ba'yimatzei if I can. If this taroves contains a kezayis kidei achilas pras, but if it contains less than a kezayis kidei achilas pras, I don't violate ba'yira u'ba'yimatzei. Got it? Good. Now, what does it mean less than a kezayis kidei achilas pras? The option would be either like there's less than kezayis, so that's obvious. Now, but what he's trying to say is lafuke. Let's say there is a kezayis in this bread, so in this mixture, but I can't eat the kezayis. Bichdei achilas pras, meaning I don't know. Let's say there's a massive loaf of mostly potato bread that has some chametz in it. So if you combine all the chametz together, you have the kezayis. But in order for me to finish the entire thing, I would not be able to consume that kezayis in the amount of time which the kezayis kidei achilas pras. Does that make sense according to everybody? Do I need to repeat anything? We're good with that. Everybody? Gevaldik. Okay. So, what exactly does that mean? So the Ketzav Mishnah, though, argues on this Magen Mishnah. And what does he say? Let's take a look. Kasev hua din kar nizbar be perek aleph v'li yosher misyashiv eitzli perish harav Moshe kohen da'afo gav d'lakos alechilas v'ayi kezayis. Even though when it comes to getting Malkus on the Achila, you talk and eat a Kezayis, like the Magen Mishnah said, and quoted from the Rambam, B'chnei Achila's Pras, Lavor of B'bayi Rabbi Matzei, B'batzir Mahachi Sagi, you don't need a Kezayis K'dei Achila's Pras to violate B'bayi Rabbi Matzei, V'hatam, and why? Mishum de le'inian Achila, close to Pachos Mikhezayis, B'chnei Achila's Pras, Havikilu Achel Chatzi Zayis Hayom. V'chati zayis l'machar. V'inu loke shakol yadenu shakol ashachilas kizayis aser. V'shah b'chilas yaser b'gdei achilas pras loke alav. So what does he say? He says, why does the Rambam say that if you have a tarobas chamit that has a kizayis within it, but not a kizayis k'dei achilas pras, that you don't get malchus on that achila? That's because if I were to eat it, it'd be ki'ilu eating chatzi shir. And therefore, what's the halach when it comes to chatzi shir? That means half of an iser. So if I eat half of an iser, what does that tell me? Okay, there's a technicality in order to get malchus. I only get malchus if I eat a kezayis kidei achilas pras. But if it's less than kidei achilas pras, then I can't get malchus. But points out the Ketzav Mishnah. Of alav or alav abal yirav v'yimatzei. Kavin she'overnal taroves me'achar sheish kan kezayis ma'alik shdeigadei b'chei achilas pras or yosher me'achilas pras. Says Ketzav Mishnah, I don't get it. Tachas, is there a kezayis achamitz in this bread? The answer is, in this taroves, in this cake. The answer is, yes, there's a kezayis achamitz. Now, can I consume all of it within the amount of time that I should be chayav for malchus? No. But who cares? When it comes to ba'yirah ba'yimatei, I have a kezayis in front of me, so who cares about whether I could violate the Isra Achila or not? Everybody got that? So we have a machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah about Taroves Chametz that has a kezayis in it, but not a kezayis kidei achilas pras. According to the Magen Mishnah, there is no Ba'yir Abay Matzai, and according to the Kesef Mishnah, there is Ba'yir Abay Matzai. So what is this machlokas between the Magen Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah? So I think in order to answer this machlokas, we need to think about what is the purpose of the Isser of Ba'yirah Ba'yimatzai. And there's really two ways that we can analyze it. Way number one is we view it in context of the other Isurim that are associated with Chametz. So what are the other Isurim? We have the Isser Anah, and we have the Isser Achila. Now, it's not just an Isser Achila, it's an Isser Achilas Kares, correct? Tosus points this out, Tosus which I quoted for you, earlier up on the page, you can take a look. That Tosus tells us that there's a Harchak, that Chametz is so much worse on Pesach because of Kares, and therefore there are other Isurim which are associated with that because of the Chumrah of Kares. So it could be that Bali Rabbi Matzah, what is the nature of Bali Rabbi Matzah? It's a harchaka from the achilas chametz shel kares. So it could be that Bali Rabbi Matzah is just a gvul, a siyag midoraisa, in order to allow me not to violate the iser of achilas kares of chametz bePesach. Or, what's another way that I can understand it? That Bali Rabbi Matzah has absolutely nothing to do with the iser achilas kares. Bali Rabbi Matzah is its own independent iser. What's the iser? The iser is, I cannot be mekayim chametz bereshusi. Chametz in my midst is bad. And if chametz in my midst is bad, so then regardless of whether it's connected or not connected to an iser achila, I must rid myself of this chametz. It's just bad. I need to destroy the chefetz shel chametz itself, regardless of its relationship vis-a-vis the iser achila. Everybody got the two ways to understand it? Way number one is it's our chaka from the achila. Way number two to understand it is, no, it's its own independent iser that I need to be destroy the chametz. I can't be mekayim chametz in my rishus. Okay, so with that in mind, now we can understand the Magen Mishnah versus the Kesef Mishnah. According to the Magen Mishnah, what does he say? There is no Bali Rabbi Matzah unless there is a Kezayis Kedei Achilas Pras. Why? Clearly, according to the Magen Mishnah, Bali Rabbi Matzah is an outgrowth directly of the Isser Achila. And if there is no Isser Achila, then there makes no sense to have an Isser Bali Rah. They are linked together, and without the Isser Achila, there can be no Bali Rah. But the Kesef Mishnah says, what are you talking about? There is an Isser Bali Rah, and there is an Isser Shel Achila. When I have an Isser Achila, great. And if I don't have the Isser Achila, it doesn't touch the Isser Bali Rah. Bali Rah is, do you have an Isser of Chametz, which is more than a Kezayis in your Rishas? Yes, so then you violate Bali Rah Bali Matzah. Don't talk to me about whether I could eat it in the quick enough time in order to violate Isser Kares. There's nothing to do with anything. Therefore, according to the Kesef Mishnah, he views Bali Rah Bali Matzah as an own independent Isser. So with this, I think we can answer the rest of the questions that we had. Let's start from the first question that we had. The first question we started with is the machlokas between Rashi and the Maram Chalava, or really the Shita of the Vilna Gaon. What is the Shita of the Vilna Gaon? I can't have Chametz Shel Yisrael Acher in my Rishos. But according to the Maram Chalava, I can. So why would you imagine that I can't have Chametz Shel Yisrael Acher? So if you view Bayira Bayimatzei as an Isser Harchaka from Achilas Chametz, do we really think I'm going to eat my friend's food? Am I really chashud on Gezela? That I'm going to go into my friend's pantry and eat his food? Of course not. It doesn't make any sense to assume that one has to do with the other. And therefore, if it's just our chakas iser of Achila, so then Yisrael Acher shouldn't be included. Because there's no reason to assume that I'm going to violate Gezela from my friend who has chametz and marushas. I just won't eat his the same way that I don't take food from him in general, so I'm not going to take food from him over here. But if it's about the Isser, there's an independent Isser of, listen, the Jewish people are not allowed to have chametz in the Rishus on Pesach. So then, you know what? I can be more expansive. Maybe, you know, Arvus, you know, Kol Yisrael, Raven Zemezel, whatever it is, tells me that I need to make sure that it's not just chametz Sheli, but chametz Shel Yisrael Acher, I would also violate Bali Rabbi Matzah. That, because the chametz itself needs to be destroyed, even if it's not connected whatsoever to the Isser Achila. What was the next thing that we had to analyze? When does the Isser begin, right? When does the Isser begin? According to, like we said, we pointed out that the Isser Chametz of Karis only starts when? On Pesach proper, correct? So if you hold that Bayira, Bayimati starts on Erev Pesach, so then what must you be saying? That it's not connected to the Isser Kares Shel Achila. Because the Isser Kares only begins on Pesach proper. And therefore, according to Rashi, what does he say? That it starts on Erev Pesach. And therefore, since it starts on Erev Pesach, it must not be connected to the Isser Achila whatsoever. Why? Because Kares only starts on Pesach itself. What do we see, Rashi? Rashi's Lishitaso. Because what does Rashi hold? Rashi holds like the Gra, that I would violate Bayura u Bayumatze al Chamit Shal Yisrael Acher. So it has nothing to do with the Yisrael Chilah. I'm not nervous I'm going to steal from my friend. And there's no fear that I'm going to violate Kares if I have Chamit Samarishos in Erev Pesach. Therefore, it must be Bayura u Bayumatze, according to Rashi, has nothing to do with the Isser of Achilas Kares. But if you take the opposite perspective, let's say the Rambam, the Koteras, and others, so then, that may lead you to believe that Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher, so that might lead you to believe, rather, that the Baal Yirah, Baal Yimatzeh, like the Ravid says, should only start on Pesach itself. Why? Because that's the opportunity that one would have to violate Kares. And therefore, if Baal Yirah is connected to that Kares, it should only come into play when that Kares exists. Now, I'm tempted to go very fancy about explaining that the Rambam really holds that there's two dinim, and that's why there's two lav in there. That one lav, even though they're identical, one is talking about an Isser Archaka, and one is talking, Archaka from Achila. The other one's talking about the Isser of just getting rid of Chametz itself. But I haven't spent enough time thinking about it, and I need to reread Shoresh Test in the Rambam, and I need to see the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, which I haven't seen in like 10 years. So I don't want to go there yet, but it's definitely a beginning to start thinking about why the Rambam would count two lavim when they seemingly are identical. So just to chazer exactly what we did. I'm sorry, the shiur seemingly went way over time. But just to go over what we said so far. We spoke about the Isser Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh. We saw that there were two psukim there. We saw that the Gemara ends up making a connection between them, and they turn in and they morph into this identical lav of Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh. We discussed whether it applied to, who it applied to. According to the Vilna Gaon and Rashi, it applies even to Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher. According to other Rishonim, like the Ram Chalav or Rimi Nudavid, it doesn't apply to Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher. We said that, what is that Talayan? We said it could have to do with whether Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh is connected to the Isser Achila or not, of Kares of Chametz. If it's connected to the Kares, to Achilas Chametz, which is an Isser Kares, so then you would assume that Chametz Shal Yisrael Acher, I would not violate Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh, because there's no chashash I'm going to steal. But if it has to do with just the Isser to destroy Chametz, then I can have a more expanded definition, and I can include Yisrael Acher, like Rashi was pointing out, and like the Vilna Gaon pointed out. We spoke about, when does Baal Yirah Baal Yimatzeh start? If it starts in the Erev Pesach, it can't be connected to the Isser Kares, because there is no Isser Kares. If it starts on Pesach itself, then maybe it's connected to the Isser Kares. Then lastly, we spoke about the machlokas between the Kesef Mishnah and the Magen Mishnah. Tarobas Chametz, that is less than Kedei Achilas Pras, but does still have Kezayis in it. Do I violate Baal Yirah Matzeh? Magen Mishnah, no, because it's an outgrowth of the Achila. Kesef Mishnah, yes, because it's independent of the Achila. As long as I have a Kezayis and I violate Baal Yirah Matzeh, perhaps at the beginning of a Pesach to discuss whether why the Rambam has two lavim in there. Anyways, I hope that was enjoyable and understandable. It was great to learn with you guys. Certainly let me know if you guys have any kashas or any haras, or if that wasn't clear, but I'd definitely love to hear it.